be in Gruff in 2020?
Well, yeah, I'll be up there as much as I can and get it planned out, check on it. That's the nice part of doing it at home, you know, or a couple hours away. I can get up there as much as I want to or need to be. And you know, about the rough, I don't know. We'll take a look at what's worked for us in the past. You know, probably it won't be like Paris. I mean, just put it like that. It's not going to be tight and heavy rough. So it's we'll take a look, and I'll look back at some of the other Ryder Cups where we've had some success and see what they've done there and plan accordingly.
Steve, you said Susie called you in December. Can you take us to where you were at when you got the call? Were you emotional? Were you Christmas shopping? Or
yeah. I was actually in a car with my brother-in-law, Mario. We were playing in a pro scratch event out in the desert in Palm Springs, and we were on our way. I think we had finished for the day and way back to the hotel, and I got the call from Susie. Yeah, I got a little bit emotional, not like I did here, but I wasn't going to cry today. That was my that was my thing, and that didn't last very long. But, yeah, super honored and super privileged and humbled, really, to be able to do this.
How hard was it over the last couple of months as you kept getting asked about it, including at the Amp family asked you, and you had to say, no, I don't know anything?
Yeah, it's you know... It was hard to kind of keep pushing it off, and I'm hoping that's why I haven't been making some putts lately, because I've had this on my mind. So I'm glad it's done. I'm glad it's off my chest, and we can move forward now and keep planning and keep working on what we're going to do. It's still a long ways away, but excited to get this part, you know, announced and done with.
How important at this point in your career has it been for you to be in these major events in Wisconsin, getting in the 15 PGA, fighting your way through qualifying to get to Erin Hills, and now being picked to be a part of this Ryder Cup team?
Yeah, it means a lot. I love playing here. I love coming into my backyard, my home state, and playing in front of the family and friends and all the fans. I've received so much support from people here over the years, and it's really cool to get that response and play in front of them, and now I'll get to captain this team in my home state. So it's can't script it any better. So I'm excited and honored to do it, and look forward to it already.
Have you had any calls or texts from guys who are probably likely candidates to be on your team already?
Yeah, I've gotten a few already. You know, Justin Thomas was, I just was looking at my phone here a little bit. JT just texted me, and there's been other guys too, Tiger, and there's been quite a few already. So all good stuff. Look forward to having some of those guys on the team, and you know, like I said, this is the first event where they can start earning points. So I got a lot of golf to watch over 19 months to see who's playing well and who fits into the team.
You've seen how this has affected other captains' games, and I know you want to continue to play a lot. How are you going to not let this be a distraction and concentrate on your own game?
Yeah, that's what I'll have to work on, you know, and I don't think I've done that very well the first couple of months of getting ready for this day. And so I gotta buckle down and kind of get things in order and make sure that I'm still able to get out there and play some. And but that, you know, as we get closer to the Ryder Cup, playing will become secondary. You know, this will be at the forefront, you know, next year, most of the year, and which I expect, you know, and it's what I want to do. And if you're going to do it right and do it well, then you got to put the time and effort into doing this too. So golf will take a back seat for a little while, but I'll still continue to play. I want to see the guys out there when I go and play, and that'll be part of my gig too, is to go out there and see how those guys are doing, how they're playing, play practice rounds with them, and talk to them, communicate with them, and go from there.
How much do events like this really showcase what a great golf state Wisconsin has turned into, not just in fan support, but all the courses and different things up here?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, golf in Wisconsin has always been strong. It just wasn't known. We've always had a lot of great golf courses. But then when Herb comes in and the Kohler family, you know, they put together that masterpiece up there at Whistling Straits, the Irish course, Black Wolf Run courses, that kind of put us on the map, you know. And then, you know, we get a PGA championship or two of them, and now the Ryder Cup was announced years ago. And you know, Erin Hills, you know, they're kind of following Sand Valley now, and golf is a destination spot all of a sudden here in Wisconsin. And it's cool to see. It's you know, I was talking to business owners. Guys will come in and they'll play whistling. They'll go to Aaron, and then they'll make their way to the center of the state and play Sand Valley. So it's pretty cool to see, and we owe a lot to that, to the Kohler family and what they've done to get it started.
How much advice do you head around this a little bit? Have you decided to maybe look back at what hasn't worked in previous Ryder Cups, or is it more about the teams you were a part of that won Ryder Cups? Like, what do you think you might draw more from, I guess?
I think what works. You know, I kind of always try to look at the positive side of things. Obviously, you learn from your mistakes. Sometimes you learn more from your mistakes than anything, and I know what those are, and there's been, you know, not a lot of mistakes, I don't feel like, over the last, you know, teams that I've been a part of. So I'll take from those and then learn from the good things that we've done and apply those. And, you know, it's not, I'm not changing, you know, too much of this deal. It's all about keeping this continuity, this consistency going. And, we just got to play a little bit better, hold the putts, it's competition. Somebody's got to win and lose.
You've had a lot of great things happen to you in your career. PGA Tour wins, Champions Tour wins, hosting the event. Is this the highlight of your career?
Yeah. I mean, this is the highlight of my career probably. But you know what? That AmFam Championship event that we put on in Madison, being able to raise a couple $1 million for our foundation and be able to give that away is pretty special too. But yeah, being a captain of a team, U.S. team here in Wisconsin, my backyard, is really special and probably the top of the list.
Steve, your calm demeanor seems to help as a captain, but that first tee, when people see it on TV, can you even describe or put into words what it's like, just that whole atmosphere and how you're going to try to get guys to channel in the next 18 months on handling that?
Yeah, guys know how to handle that. I mean, they've been there for the most part, unless they're a rookie and it's their first team, but they know what it's all about. You know, they play golf at a high level. They've played majors. You know, Augusta National is another event that's, you know, you got to calm your nerves down and anticipate that first tee shot and all that kind of stuff. So guys kind of prepare, but not until you get there do you really realize what that atmosphere is all about. And you know, I may show them some video, or some guys have been a part of it, like Hazeltine was, you know, unbelievable. But they know what it's about, and they will talk about it, but they'll prepare themselves.
Two more questions.
On captain's picks and how you might structure them. I know for years it used to be first-time guys shouldn't be captain's picks and things. Do you have a philosophy on how you approach captain's picks?
You know, we just keep, you know, I'll rely on my assistant captains, vice captains a lot. We'll talk about them. We'll see who's playing well. Obviously, you want a guy who's playing well. But I think with this opportunity of 3 weeks off in between the cutoff of points and the actual Ryder Cup, you're able to pick somebody that maybe isn't in the greatest of form, because in 3 weeks, a lot of things can change. So that may open up a few more players in the scenario and maybe pick a guy that's a little bit more suited for team play and for the course.
Have you thought about the pressure that everyone's going to be under, but especially you, and how it might compare to some of the pressure situations you've had in your career at majors and winning tournaments? Is it a different kind of pressure?
Captaincy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I won't have to concentrate on playing, which will be a lot off my plate, for one. The other thing is, but I'm in charge of everything, but you got all these great vice captains that I'll pick at some point that are there to help, and everybody's very helpful. So, you know, but it all falls on me. You know, I guess that's the good and the bad of the captain, but I'm excited for that challenge. I really am. I'll put everything into it, and I'm excited to do it.